This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord according to Mark, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And Jesus said to them, What is it you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory. But Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They replied, We are able. Then Jesus said to them, The cup that I will drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. The Gospel of the Lord. Back when I was 14, I heard a song called Runaway. Immediately, I was in love with the band who released it. I loved the music of Bon Jovi so much that I'd almost be willing to bet all that I own that I can sing every single lyric to every Bon Jovi song ever released over the past 37 years. One song, however, slipped by me. Somehow I missed the February 1st, 2021 release of the single Story of Love. Amid the pandemic with a world turned upside down, John Bon Jovi writes this song in celebration of his four children, Stephanie, Jesse, Jacob, and Romeo. This song opens with, Fathers love daughters like mothers love sons. The song begins with a focus on children. In this regard, it's like Mark's gospel. When Pharisees come to Jesus with issues of separation and disciples come to Jesus with issues of ambition and self-importance, Jesus turns both groups to children. How come? Because in first century Judea, children are the bottom of the social structure. Because in first century Judea, children take more from you than they bring to you. Because children demand absolutely everything, all of the time. From the moment a child is hatched, it expects to be served. Commanding constant care, seeking perpetual entertainment and attention, then punishing you for failing in any of these pursuits by attacking you with dirty diapers and tantrums. Because in 21st century Florida, as in 1st century Judea, if you wish to be forcibly shaped into a servant, become a parent. Recently, my father-in-law remarked how once you get into the parenting business, until you hit the grave, you are in the parenting business. Still, fathers love daughters like mothers love sons. Daughters and sons cause parents to learn sacrificial giving and sacrificial service. From the moment that a son or daughter is hatched, you give and give until you give out. Not always, but quite often, you give and receive little or nothing in return. Jesus knows this reality, so perhaps Jesus lifts children as models in Mark's gospel because Jesus knows how children need to be served, yet often give little in return. Now, it's not that they won't serve us in return. It's that they can't. We need to embrace this reality. In our culture, all too often, we only serve those who can give us a return. who can advance our social position, can add to our success, and can give us this world's admiration. It's the opposite of what Jesus wishes for us. Jesus calls us to faithfully, selflessly serve others with not a single thought of payback. Too many still haven't learned that respect comes as one serves. Don't we most respect those who serve us in humble generosity? Far too many want recognition, a pat on the back, a certificate of appreciation, and a Texas Roadhouse gift card. We do what we do to get recognized. And if that's our pattern, then recognition is all we'll receive, for Jesus says they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. We need to be interested in getting God's ministry done, not in recognition. We need to see beyond ourselves, to look to the needs of others. We need to willingly become servants and be about the business of serving others. We need to step aside when the time is right so that others can serve. And likewise, we need to step up so that others can step down. This is what we need. But I ask you, is this what we have? Children of God, Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. God the Son serves. We should serve. Some people believe themselves above serving others, yet Jesus never taught such a thing. Jesus joins us in the muck and mire of human life to lift us to a better place. This is how Jesus serves, and this is how Jesus calls us to serve. Children of God, the cost of service for Jesus was high, costing Jesus his life. Why do we think the cost of our service will be any less expensive? In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, St. Paul says, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." How did Jesus arrive at such a highly exalted place? Isn't it because Jesus took the place of a slave? Jesus is in this highly exalted place because Jesus willingly chose the lowliest place of all. Fathers love daughters like mothers love sons, says John Bon Jovi. Perhaps it's true. Won't parents go down a peg and pay absolutely any cost for their children? My father, on an occasion when I was not being generous, yet bragging as though I was most generous of all, said, "Son, if your gift causes you no pain when you give it, then really you've given nothing at all." My mom, on an occasion when I complained about serving a pompous jerk, said, "Son, when you do something for others, you are really not doing it for them. You're doing it unto the Lord." The Christian way is always the downward way. It's the cost we pay. Do we actively seek ways to serve others? With committee openings and positions in this congregation vacant, are we willing to fill them, to do them unto the Lord? People are always seeking to be served. Who truly here wishes to be servant of above all. Let's hope our answer is everybody. For the servant way is the only way to share the story of Jesus, the story of love, the story that turns this world upside down. Amen.